to the second half of Mike McFeely Outdoors here on the mighty 790 KFGO. It's time to bring in our good friend from Woodland Resort and Mitchell's Guide Service. His name, of course, is Jeff Katzer, and he joins us via the phone as we speak right now. Hello, Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, and maybe most importantly, Warrior Boats. How you doing?
I'm doing really good, Uncle Mike. How's everybody doing out there?
You know, I think we're waiting for the weather to not be 100 degrees anymore. I'm safe to say I believe that people want the weather to cool down. I get the sense that people, whether it's in just the regular everyday work day or whether it is in the outdoors world, they're kind of ready to see the fall happen now, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm not really yet, but my heart goes out to the poor guy, the poor guys with this early goose season. I mean, it's 68, 72 degrees in the morning with a bazillion percent humidity and mosquitoes.
Yes.
And I hear them when we're out fishing. I hear them banging away on the honkers, and I hope they're doing okay. You know what? Here's, I'm going to throw a tip out right off the get-go here. You guys that take out your dogs for the hunting when it gets warm like this, make sure you bring a lot of water. Gatorade or Pedialyte is actually a great thing to give your dog. If that tongue is hanging out low, make sure you get that dog hydrated.
And that's a great tip, not only for dogs, but for people as well. If you're going to be out doing any activities, you know, I think not that you want to be, combining guns and alcohol anyway, but certainly even out in the boat fishing or doing anything outdoors, maybe save the cold beverages in aluminum cans for afterward and then just drink water or Gatorade or, you know, Pedialyte or whatever you want to drink that has, you know, not alcohol, but some stuff in it, because it's tough. And the weather, I think, is going to turn by maybe tomorrow or Monday, so it's going to be a non-issue. But when it's this hot, it's tough to do anything. Has the fishing been, you know, tough because of the heat, Jeff, or has it been okay?
You know what we've been doing? We've been starting earlier between 6 and 6:30 and getting out there. I mean, you and Mike Lear came out. We started early, but that was the last day we had wind.
Yep.
Is when you and Mike were here. So what was that, a week and a half ago or so?
Just a week ago, yep.
Week ago. See, it seems so long. I miss you so much. but it has been horribly calm. So to combat that, all we've been doing is going earlier, and the fish have been on the feed bag, one or two passes, and you know, we have some great fish in the boat. I don't know if you went on and you seen that alligator we caught the other day, but we got a 15-pound pike a young lady caught in my boat.
I saw that, yeah.
It was so warm. We had 84-degree water temperature. That thing came in just like a log. It should have busted the line and the whole ball of wax, but I think it just gave up. It's like, you know, it's way too hot. This place.
It's over. I'm hot. I'm
yeah.
Done, you know.
We'll be in the net. Get the aerator going on me. So we did.
Yeah, it's so good. That's good to hear. I presume you're fishing out of your Warrior like you always do, Jeff. And I know it's not when it's calm like this that you can be out in a bathtub and in a canoe and it's going to be okay. But boy, when you and I were out with Mike Lear out in your Warrior on Devil's Lake, I think it was last Friday, the wind was just ripping out of the south. That Warrior kept us dry for the most part. A spritz here or there when we'd hit a wave just wrong. But your old Warrior performed pretty well.
Yeah, there's not a boat made that you don't get spritzed on a side wind or any kind of a goofy hit on a wave. You know, they all do that. But this thing, like I told both you and Mike, I said, here, now you boys will see what a Warrior is made out of in those rough waves like that. And, you know, we were going over 3 and 4 footers with no problem at 40-some miles an hour. And it's not a it's a great ride. And I have a lot of clients that say that, oh, my God, this thing takes it great. It's a battleship.
I like that description because I thought the same thing. You know, it's yours is what? What's the size of the boat, Jeff?
It's a 2090, so it's just over 20 feet long, and
okay.
It's a big killer. I got 225 Optimax on it.
Yeah, so it's a big boat. It's a 20-foot boat,
yeah.
But still, you know, there's some weight there. There's some, you know, just some width there, but it's just a very safe, dry boat that I, you know, it, like you said, we were in 3 or 4 footers. You know, if you're in a little, tiny little boat, you're going to be having some issues. But that, you feel so safe out in those big fiberglass Warriors.
You know what I like about it? You know, this is a 2090. It's a tiller model. And I take a lot of handicapped people out with me, and they're always real nervous about not having or being able to take their wheelchair with them.
Mm-hmm.
I got news for you. We put them in right at the dock at, and, you know, Devil Lake is so big, I can go anywhere I want. Even if it gets rough out, I don't worry. But we lock that wheelchair in. We pull the seat out, lock that wheelchair in, and this man, woman, or child is having a fishing extravaganza, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, we make a lot of words up here on the Mike McFeely show.
I like it. Yeah, no, I like it.
But I tell you what, it's a very safe boat. And, you know, I could be down in Minnewaukan, which is a 25-minute run. And if it gets gnarly, boy, it's not a problem. We just go. And that's what I like about it, absolutely. And that's what keeps me in them.
Perfect. I know that you are busy today, Jeff, so you maybe haven't had time to think a lot about a Catcher's Corner segment, but can you give us some tip? Give us a tip for hunting, for fishing, for anything, for cooking, for anything in a couple of minutes here. Let's call this our Catcher's Corner segment for this Saturday morning on KFGO.
Oh, absolutely. We can definitely do that, and I think we hit on it right away there. It's when it gets hot out like this, and I'm talking 96 degrees or so here in Devil's Lake. Hydration, my fellow fishermen and hunters, hydration is a big thing for you and your animal. And, you know, if you stop sweating, stop what you're doing. Get into some shade. Don't drink pop. Don't drink beer. Do water or Gatorade on the now plan. And if you still don't feel, I just went through this in my boat. The guy stopped sweating, but he was wearing long pants and a black T-shirt.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, hey, Brad, we need to go now. So, and he just needed to go lay down in some air conditioning. So, but, you know, that's just a big thing. Just watch yourself. Watch your dog. You know, if that tongue on your dog is, like, really hanging out more so than a normal high daddy pant, get him some water and get him cooled down or her. That is a huge thing, and you've all heard me talk about this before. I mean, we need our dogs big time, and I don't know if it was last year. I think it was last year in South Dakota all those dogs died.
Several years ago, but it was several. Yep.
And see, this is the other part about getting old. I don't remember years anymore.
It's beautiful.
But we don't want to see that again. And I'll tell you what, it's hard on old Jeffrey. My Warrior has a washdown kit, so I got a hose in it. And I'll sit there and turn that hose on me all day long and my customers too. And, you know, we're refreshed and everything, but just make sure you're drinking something.
Well, and it's, you know, even if your dog is, and this just goes to anybody, whether you're an outdoors person or not, but, you know, we have a dog, Rudy, the rescue dog, and I feel sorry for him because we've had him outside, you know, to go to the bathroom and take him for a walk around the block and kind of hang out when I'm outside, Jeff. But he just suffers when it's this hot. And it is right away he's panting. Right away his tongue is just about dragging on the on the lawn. And I just say, you know what, buddy? I know you're sick of being in the house. I know you're sick of laying there on the carpet or on the bed or whatever. But just go back in the house because it's just too hot. The dogs just can't stand it out there. It's just hot.
Oh, no. And everybody like me, I mean, Cooper, my lab, is almost 100 pounds now with the summer fat weight that he put on. And with hunting coming, I want to start running them, but there's just no way to do it. Even when you wake up at 6 in the morning like I do, the humidity is so bad, and it's still 70 degrees already. So,
yep.
You know, easy, slow, and sure. Maybe a cloudy day if we ever get one. But we don't ever get any rain, so that's out of the question.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just make sure you're watching what you're doing and what your pet is doing, and no matter if you're hunting or just going for a walk.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you, my friend. Thanks for taking time out. I will be in Devil's Lake. Well, we'll talk to you before then, but I'm going to be up there September 7th and 8th with Corey Askin of the Lake Place. We're going to take a little fishing trip up to Devil's Lake, so I'll probably see you then, okay?
Yep, and don't forget, we have Warrior Weekend over at Woodland Resort.
Yes.
7 and 8.
Yes. Absolutely. That's right, and I need to check that out, and we need to tell people about that more coming up later next week and into next weekend. So thanks for reminding me, Jeff. Talk to you then.
You bet.
Yep. Bye-bye. Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort and Mitchell's Guide Service and, of course, Warrior Boats. Don't forget about Warrior Weekend, September 6, 7, and 8 at Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. All kinds of stuff. And I think free food as well. We're going to be back in a couple of seconds here on Mike McFeely Outdoors with the aforementioned Corey Askin of the Lake Place. Find out where if at all, I think they are, the fish are biting in Minnesota right now. Back in a couple seconds, right here on KFGO.
She thinks we're just fishing.